Thank you. Indeed, this is an improvement that will ease the work also of the secretariat, and as we have said, on an exceptional but really exceptional basis, we can do it on a case by case. Now, let me move to the second work area, which aims to promote the compliance with and the implementation of the convention and the protocol, including the extensive review of compliance led by the implementation committee, which is also serviced by the secretariat. Here again, the financial support cost estimate in Annex 2 needs to be adjusted according to the expected composition of the implementation committee, which we don't know yet. It has to be elected first. The secretariat's support to the committee will unfortunately continue to suffer from capacity constraints in the coming period, as the current resource colleague, Elizabeth, servicing the implementation committee, will not be longer with us after the month of May next year. We will give you more information about that later on, but this will lead to a major gap, which will not enable the implementation committee to properly work. Now, the second set of activities relate to the mandatory reporting by parties and the review of implementation by the committee supported by the secretariat. Unlike in the past period, the questionnaires will not be revised except for some technical adjustments. The secretariat will again prepare reviews of implementation with the consultancy support budgeted for that purpose. No need to adjust the budget here. However, as the work plan foresees, in absence of sufficient human resources, the secretariat may abstain from issuing the finalized reviews as UN publications. This again is one of the consequences of the lack of resources. Third category of activities is the legislative assistance. Unlike in the past, no budget nor activities are foreseen for the secretariat to implement in this period. Again, a consequence of the constraints, of the staff constraints. Partner organizations and parties will be invited to report at the meetings of the working group and the MOPS on their legislative assistance that will promote compliant implementation and accession to the treaties. This will be helpful in increasing their coordination and visibility. The first item includes assistance by the OSCE. We had already a presentation from them, to countries in Eastern and Southeastern Europe, the Caucasus, and Central Asia. And I would like here to invite again the OSCE, should they wish to take the floor, to let us know and provide more information, including on the expected availability of the funding. The floor is yours.